Do you see what Psalm 23 is? It is actually an exercise in faith. It's an exercise in drawing to your mind all that is yours in the Lord Jesus Christ, all that is yours when you belong to Him. And that is why, for thousands of years, God's people have found it so encouraging. This is what you do when you feel tired and jaded and drained and flat. When you're run down and you need to be refreshed, what do? You call to mind all that is yours in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. We're continuing our series through the 23rd Psalm called The Lord is My Shepherd and looking at what is ours in Christ. So, Colin, what is ours in Christ?
Well, that's going to take way longer than we have for this program to describe that. I think to all eternity, we will be rejoicing in all that is ours in Christ. I mean, there is no end to the answers to that question. But we're looking at Psalm 23 today, and Psalm 23 lays out five very wonderful things that belong to all who can say, "The Lord is my shepherd." When Jesus Christ is your shepherd, you can be sure that He will lead you, He will restore you, He will guard you, He will feed you, and He will love you forever. And these are five very wonderful things to be going on with. And particularly today, we're going to look at the love of Christ, a love that will never let us go. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know, these are the wonderful gifts that belong to those who are wholly owned by the Good Shepherd, owned by the Son of God. It's the greatest thing in the world to be able to say, "The Lord is my shepherd."
And as you said, today we're going to look at how He loves us. So join us in Psalm 23 as we begin our message. Here is Pastor Colin.
The first aim of these weeks that we've spent in this wonderful psalm together has been to encourage. These are difficult days for all of us. Many of us feel tired and jaded and discouraged and flat, and some of us are anxious and fearful and even distressed at what the future might bring. So we came to Psalm 23 in order to be refreshed. And I have to tell you, I have loved meditating on this psalm for these last weeks, and I have been blessed to hear from a number of you that you have been helped by this psalm also. Now, I think that the first person ever to be helped by Psalm 23 was the person who wrote it, King David himself. Picture what it was like for David to write this psalm under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This man was a man who knew trouble throughout his life. We don't know when he wrote Psalm 23, but there was not a period of his life when he was not afflicted by trouble, aggravation from Saul, opposition from the Philistines, division in the nation, trouble in his own family. It went on and on, not to mention the plagues of sin in his own heart. And at some point in his life, no doubt pondering the difficulties that he was facing at that time, David's mind goes back to the early years where he was a shepherd of the sheep. And under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, the very Word of God comes to him. "The Lord is my shepherd." And he begins to think about what that means. You know, when I was a shepherd to my sheep, they never lacked anything, and God is a better shepherd than I ever was. And so the same will be true of me. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And as David continues to think about it, what it means for the Lord to be his shepherd, the word of the Lord continues to come to him. Here's what it means. "He leads me. He leads me into rest. He leads me into righteousness." It means he restores me. I know how much my heart wanders, how much my spirit falters, but the Lord brings me back, the Lord picks me up, the Lord will never let me go. And as he continues to think about his life, he recalls the dark valleys that he's been through, and no doubt there are other dark valleys that lie ahead. And he's able to say, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, my shepherd will be with me. And my shepherd sustains me. Well, the Philistines hate me. Trusted colleagues may betray me. Members of my own family rise against me. But the Lord will always stand with me, and he is the one who gives me strength. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now, do you see that the whole of Psalm 23 is really a meditation on what the Lord does for his people? And David's faith is strengthened in the course of this meditation. So that the first thing he says after "the Lord is my shepherd" is, "I shall not want." And that's great. But by the time he gets to the end of bringing to mind all that is his in and through the Lord, he's able to say something even better. "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." So do you see what Psalm 23 is? It is actually an exercise in faith. It's an exercise in drawing to your mind all that is yours in the Lord Jesus Christ, all that is yours when you belong to him. And that is why, for thousands of years, God's people have found it so encouraging. This is what you do when you feel tired and jaded and drained and flat, when you're run down and you need to be refreshed. What do? You call to mind all that is yours in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what David does in Psalm 23. That is why it is so helpful for all of us today. Because as you call to mind what is yours in Christ, what the shepherd does for you now and always, your faith will be strengthened. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all his benefits." Now today, we're looking at the last verse of this psalm. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And what this is telling us very simply is that when the Lord is your shepherd, his love surrounds you now and always. And the love of the good shepherd is a love that pursues, that is, it follows us, and it is a love that welcomes us into his own home. These two things today then. First, a love that pursues. "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Now, one of the joys of farming life where I come from are the dogs that chase after the sheep, most often border collies. A shepherd's dog is always with him. And typically, a shepherd will have a number of border collies that will chase after the sheep. When the sheep are being gathered in from the hills for the winter, you'll see that the collies will run in wide arcs over the mountain. I mean, these animals will run for miles, and as they run these arcs, they gradually move the sheep in the direction that the shepherd wants them to go. They chase the sheep and move them in a particular direction. It is a marvelous, marvelous thing to watch. And when the sheep are gathered, the shepherd's going to be in front, and then the dogs are going to be coming behind the sheep, kind of chasing up, as it were, the stragglers. The dogs keep the flock close to the shepherd. So get that picture in your mind. The shepherd's leading the sheep, the flock are being gathered, the dogs are arcing round the back, catching the stragglers and the strays, keeping them together and pushing them on in following after the shepherd. And I give that picture to you because I've been so helped by it. Years ago, a Scottish pastor by the name of Douglas Macmillan quoted an old Scottish shepherd who had preached on the last verse of Psalm 23, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." And this is what he said: "The good shepherd has two sheepdogs, and one is called goodness, and the other is called mercy." I just love that. "Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life." like two sheepdogs, God's goodness, God's mercy are always moving me closer to the Good Shepherd. It's always how it is for a Christian. Now, let's take a look together at these two lovely sheepdogs. The first is called goodness. Surely goodness will follow me all the days of my life. Now, there may be someone here this morning who'll say, well, my life's filled with all kinds of trouble and difficulty, and you can list many, many things that are not as you would want them to be. Of course you can list many things that are not as you would want them to be. Sin has brought a devastating effect into this world. And things are not as they should be in this world, in our country, in our work, in our churches, in our homes, or even in our own hearts. But here's the thing to take in. Whatever trouble is in your life, there is good in your life too. And every good gift, James tells us, comes from above. Every perfect gift, everything that is good in your life, where did it come from? It came from the hand of your loving Heavenly Father. So thank Him for it. Here's the great difference in our world. Sinners blame God for everything and thank Him for nothing. Believers thank God for everything and blame Him for nothing. And goodness is God giving us what we don't deserve. And if you belong to the Good Shepherd, God's goodness will always be chasing after you.
You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith and a message called He Loves Me. Now, we have to pause right here, but we're going to get back to this message from Psalm 23 in just a little bit. If you ever miss a broadcast, come and listen at our website, openthebible.org, or you can listen through our app. It's called Open the Bible. You'll find it at your favorite app store. And not only can you listen to this daily radio program, but also our weekend broadcast, and we have a number of tools to help you get to know the Word of God better, including Open the Bible Story. You know, as Pastor Colin will often say, the Bible is one story that begins in a garden, it ends in a city, and the whole way through, it points to Jesus. Now, we have Open the Bible Story material accessible on the app and the website, and there are three different journeys or paths that you can take through the Bible story. The first is called The Flight. It's a three-session journey that'll introduce you to five people from the Old Testament, five events from the life of Jesus, and then five gifts that God gives to every Christian. Doesn't matter how little or how much you know about the Bible, this is a great place to start to get a better understanding of the entirety of the Bible story. Then we have a 30-session journey that explores the peaks and the valleys of the Bible story. It'll take you a little bit deeper into the valleys of the Old Testament and the peaks of the glory of Jesus and the ups and downs of the Christian life. And then we have a 50-session journey that will help you dig a little bit deeper into God's Word. And there are five questions for personal or group reflection and discussion at the end of each one of these sessions. I want to encourage you to check out Open the Bible Story. You're going to find it at our website, openthebible.org, or it's accessible through the Open the Bible app. Just go to the tools section of the app. The app is free. If you don't have it yet, you'll find it at your favorite app store. We'll link you to it through our website, openthebible.org. All right, let's get back to the message. Once again, here is Pastor Colin.
Second, mercy. Surely mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Goodness is God giving us what we don't deserve. Mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve. And think about this, friends. Don't you thank God today that He chases after you in mercy and not in justice? I mean, if God were to chase after us in justice, we would all be in big trouble. We've all been, I think, moved by the terrifying images that we've seen of wildfires sweeping across mountains, destroying all that comes in their path out in California. Absolutely terrifying. A wildfire. I wonder, did you know that the Bible uses that as a picture to describe God's judgment of the wicked? You'll find it in Psalm 83 and verse 14. As fires consume the forest, as the flame sets the mountain ablaze. That's how God's judgment pursues the wicked. like a wildfire sweeping over the mountain, consuming everything in its path. That's what it's like. So thank God that he does not chase after you with the wildfire of his judgment. But in Christ, he chases after you in mercy. Mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And this is how the Good Shepherd keeps us close to himself. That's, of course, the teaching of Romans chapter 2 and verse 4. God's kindness, another way of saying that would be his goodness and mercy, are meant to lead you to repentance. This is how God keeps us close to the Good Shepherd. It's his goodness and his mercy that's bringing us close to the Shepherd. And David's in no doubt about this. He says, surely, surely goodness and mercy will follow me. Of this you can be quite certain as a Christian believer. In Christ, God is not chasing after you in judgment and condemnation. He's coming after you with goodness and with mercy. And if it were the case that God were chasing you with judgment, of course you would run away from him. But why would anyone in their right mind run away from a God who chases after us in goodness and mercy? A love that pursues us. And David says, goodness and mercy will follow me. Follow me. This is fascinating because at the beginning of the psalm, he's spoken already about how the Good Shepherd leads me. He leads me beside still waters. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his own sake. So clearly the picture is that the shepherd is out in front of the sheep. He leads me. Now he's saying that the shepherd's goodness and mercy also follow me. So you see the significance of this. You put these together. In Christ you are encircled with his everlasting love. There's an ancient Celtic hymn. It goes all the way back to the 5th century. It's been one of the older hymns that are still around today. The words are often attributed to St. Patrick. And it begins with this line, I bind unto myself today the strong name of the Trinity. And then there are these remarkable words that I remember singing as a boy. Christ be with me. Christ within me. Christ behind me. Christ before me. Christ beside me. Christ to win me. Christ to comfort and restore me. Christ beneath me. Christ above me. Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. Now, that captures what David is saying here. When the Lord is your shepherd, you are surrounded on all sides by the love of Christ. Behind me, before me, beside me, beneath me, above me. Brothers and sisters, nothing can ever separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And this will be true of you all the days of your life. When you belong to the Good Shepherd, there will never be a day, never be a circumstance where this is not true of you. Jerry Bridges says this so well. Your worst days are never so bad that you are beyond the reach of God's grace, and your best days are never so good that you are beyond the need of God's grace. All the days of my life. Now, we need this right now. Because these are days in which we are anxious. We are anxious about our world. We're anxious about our country. We're anxious about our jobs. We're anxious about our families. And we're anxious about ourselves. And who knows what the future holds? Well, actually, you know what the future holds. You know that every day of your life, God's goodness, God's mercy will always be chasing after you. And this love that surrounds you and will always be with you is not only a love that pursues, it is a love that welcomes. And what a verse this is. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And, as if that were not enough, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, these words can be understood in two ways. If you are using the ESV Bible that we use here in the church, you might see that there's a footnote right at the end of the psalm, at the end of verse 6, that says that the last phrase can be translated for length of days. I will dwell in the house of the Lord for length of days. And you may recall that a little later in the psalm, Psalm 27, David says, "One thing I have asked of the Lord, and this I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." What does he mean when he says that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life? Well, he means this, that because of God's goodness, because of God's mercy, because he is my shepherd, because he leads me and restores me and guards me and sustains me, because of his great love for me, I will walk with him. I will love him. I will serve him. I will worship him. I will trust him every day of my life. And that surely is a fitting response to everything that we have seen in this psalm. But I think that David is looking beyond the future days of his life in this world. I mean, he has already said, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And when he looks beyond the days of his life in this world, what does he see? He sees the joy of eternity in the immediate presence of the Lord. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Well, what will that look like, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever? That's what we're going to take a look at on our next broadcast. So I do hope you make it a point to tune in. You're listening to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And if you ever miss a broadcast or you want to go back and listen again, you can always do that by coming to our website, openthebible.org, and you can stream the program or download an MP3 for free. Again, that's at openthebible.org. Well, Open the Bible is a listener-supported ministry. That's exactly what it sounds like. We're able to be on this station because of your generosity. And as you give a gift of any amount this month, we want to send you an audio series of Psalm 23. It's called The Lord is My Shepherd. And Colin, as you were working on this series, was there maybe something you hadn't really seen before?
Well, I think Psalm 23 is clearly addressed to Christian believers. It's describing wonderfully all that is ours in Christ. When you're wholly owned by the Son of God and you're able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. But what was very striking to me coming to this again is that it actually speaks very powerfully to the person who says, well, I don't want to be wholly owned by the Son of God. I want to run my own life. You know, I want to be the captain of my own ship and the master of my own soul and all of that. And what this psalm says to this person is, look what could be yours. The blessings that could be yours in Jesus Christ. You could have a life that is led. You could be a person who, when you are down, is picked up and restored. You could be someone who is guarded and protected, someone who is fed and nourished, someone who is loved forever. What's not to love about that? Think what could be yours. So I hope that there will be two effects from these messages in this series that we're focused on this month. The first will be to encourage those who believe, look at all that is yours in Christ. And the second will be to entice the person who does not yet believe, look at what could be yours if you were to come to know the Lord as your own shepherd.
Well, we want to send you a copy of this audio series, The Lord is My Shepherd, is our way of saying thanks for your support. You can find out more or give a gift online when you come to openthebible.org or call us at 1-877-673-6365. That's 1-877-OPEN-365. Or our website again is openthebible.org. For Pastor Colin Smith, I'm Steve Hiller. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us next time. This program is a listener-supported production of Open the Bible. When the Lord is your shepherd, His love welcomes you. Find out more next time on Open the Bible.